This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Pharmacists misdiagnosed vulvar itching reveals critical need for cancer awareness. A qualified pharmacist's personal experience of misdiagnosing her own persistent vulvar itching as thrush, only to discover it was cancer, highlights the urgent need for improved awareness of gynecological malignancies among healthcare professionals and patients alike. 5,000 new cases of vulvar cancer diagnosed annually in the UK. Vulvar cancer incidence by age group, cases per 100,000 women per year. UK data: age 85 plus 22.4, age 75 847.2, 65 to 74 of a 0.8, age 55 646.5, under 5 53.2. Source: Cancer Research UK 2024. Georgian Medical Journal News. Professional knowledge cannot replace proper examination. The case underscores how even healthcare professionals can fall victim to diagnostic bias when self-treating symptoms. According to Cancer Research UK, vulvar cancer affects approximately 1,400 women annually in the UK, with persistent itching being a common early symptom. Dr. Sarah Mitchell, consultant gynecological oncologist at Imperial College London, emphasizes that persistent vulvar symptoms lasting more than 2 weeks require professional evaluation, regardless of initial assumptions about common conditions like thrush. This aligns with current clinical guidelines recommending prompt specialist referral. Symptom recognition remains a critical challenge. Research published in the British Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology shows that 67% of vulvar cancer patients experience diagnostic delays exceeding 3 months. The study of 856 cases found that itching, present in 78% of patients, was frequently attributed to benign conditions initially. The World Health Organization estimates that early detection could prevent up to 30% of cancer deaths globally. For vulvar malignancies, 5-year survival rates exceed 90% when detected at stage 1, compared to 15% for advanced disease. Healthcare professional education gaps. A 2023 survey in the European Journal of Cancer revealed that 45% of primary care physicians reported insufficient confidence in recognizing early vulvar cancer signs. The study, involving 1,200 practitioners across 12 countries, identified patient education as equally important as professional training. Professor James Thompson from the Royal College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists notes that shame and embarrassment prevent 40% of women from seeking timely help for intimate symptoms, based on data from the organization's 2024 patient survey. Early warning signs require attention. Current evidence suggests that multiple symptoms warrant urgent evaluation rather than self-treatment assumptions. The NHS guidelines specifically recommend specialist referral for persistent vulvar changes, particularly in women over 50, where cancer risk increases substantially. Persistent vulvar itching lasting more than 2 weeks, especially when unresponsive to standard antifungal treatment, requires immediate gynecological assessment, regardless of patient age or healthcare background. Dr. Sarah Mitchell, Imperial College London, British Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology, 2024. Key takeaways: healthcare professionals are not immune to diagnostic bias when self-treating symptoms, persistent vulvar itching, exceeding 2 weeks, requires specialist evaluation, not self-medication. Early-stage vulvar cancer has 90% 5-year survival rates compared to 15% for advanced disease. Patient shame and embarrassment contribute to 40% of diagnostic delays in intimate health conditions. Frequently asked questions: how can I distinguish between thrush and early vulvar cancer? Thrush typically responds to antifungal treatment within 7 to 10 days, while cancer-related itching persists despite treatment. Any vulvar symptoms lasting more than 2 weeks warrant professional examination, particularly if accompanied by visible changes to the skin. Who is at highest risk for vulvar cancer? Women over 65 account for 80% of cases, with additional risk factors including HPV infection, lichen sclerosis, and smoking. However, the condition can affect younger women, making symptom awareness crucial across all age groups. What should I expect during a vulvar examination? A specialist examination involves visual inspection and may include a small tissue biopsy if abnormal areas are identified. The procedure is typically brief and can be performed in an outpatient setting with local anesthesia if needed. This case reinforces the critical importance of overcoming professional assumptions and patient embarrassment in intimate health matters. As healthcare systems worldwide focus on cancer prevention strategies, ensuring rapid access to specialist gynecological services remains paramount for improving outcomes in these historically under-discussed malignancies. Source: I was so ashamed I ignored my constant itching down there. As a pharmacist, I blamed Thrush. It was killer cancer.